The relationship between grandparents and their grandkids is often magical. The book Grandpa Magic explains how magic tricks can deepen the bond. It will also get kids away from their electronic devices. Book critic Joan Baum has this review.
Alan Kronczak, a professional magician who lives in Sag Harbor, has pulled off a neat trick, writing a how-to book for grandparents that's designed to connect them with their grandkids. Called Grandpa Magic, but intended also for grandmas, the book declares that its 116 amazing brain teasers, perplexing puzzles, and simple stunts will wow kids of all ages and lure them away from their digital devices for a while. Kronczak hopes to engage kids in an imaginative world full of mystery, secrecy, and surprise, not to mention introducing or reinforcing motor and cognitive skills along with the fun. Mentoring a kid in magic is different from sharing any other pursuit, he says. Magic is more than a collection of tricks and secrets. It's a rich, creative art with affinities to acting, writing, psychology, science, and math, all areas where the generations might connect. It's not just what Kronczak presents here, though, that's impressive. From easy tricks for the six and under set, believers he calls them, who think Grandpa has magical powers, to cranial challenges for the skeptics, the kids who have already said goodbye to Santa and the Tooth Fairy. What's wonderful about the book is its playful tone. Kronczak affects a style at once affectionate, witty, humorous, sensitive, patient, and appreciative of what it means to be young. The descriptions are crystal clear, the illustrations deliciously whimsical. He winks, channeling the great Houdini, as he encourages the grandkids to be the great zucchinis, though he does limit them to working basically with coins, cards, and toothpicks. No chains here. Tricks include how to hypnotize a napkin, bounce a dinner roll off the floor, remove your thumb, make a spoon cry, even read minds. And he suggests some great patter that grandparents and kids can use along the way. Almost every trick can be done on the spur of the moment, no special equipment needed. Straws get a whole chapter. Did we know that one Marvin Chester Stone invented the modern drinking straw in 1888? His dad had invented the cheese press and washing machines. So here are straw tricks, including the disgusting how to shove a straw up your nose and pull it out of your mouth trick. A magician never tells, but if a grandchild really wants to know the secret so he or she can perform it, share. Although kids show no slowing down in their reliance on electronic devices, Kronczak feels that deep down they crave real-world, in-person experiences. They want something live, something real, something special, not Facebook, but face-to-face. Performing magic is also good for the soul, he says. It builds confidence and self-esteem, and is a proven way to coax shy ones out of the shadows and into the limelight. And what if the kids are not interested? So what? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. And who knows, though Kronczak doesn't say so, this delightful book could also connect older adults with one another. I'm Joan Baum.
Joan Baum is an arts critic who lives in Springs, Long Island. She's also the host of the podcast, Baum on Books. And you can listen to that on our website, WSHU.org.